96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners, John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Time crunchers, run with us on a John Deere Z-Track mower from Prairieland Partners, built to mow better, faster, because sometimes you're up against the clock. This is more than just grass, it's your home. Start mowing better, faster today. Visit them in person or online at PrairielandPartners.com and take home the John Deere Z-Track mower that's right for you.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 7:19, sunshine and 66 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Mickey Edwards, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills, Mackenzie Sinelli of Newman Regional Health, and Emporia Main Street Director Casey Woods. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Mackenzie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. Casey, how about you today?
My body's finally working and recovered from Unbound, so I'm doing better this morning.
Understood.
That's a quick recovery, Casey. Man, that's impressive.
Not completely recovered, but I'm upright. How about that?
There you go. Sounds good. Well, we have all three of you in here today to talk about the hashtag VaxToNormal campaign to get through COVID-19. This was announced last week. And Mickey, let me get you started here on really what the game plan is here for hashtag VaxToNormal in general. What is this designed to do, and what type of a reach are you expecting to make here?
Well, you know, last year when we created the Disaster Relief Fund, we knew one of the things we wanted to do was to support recovery of our community in this way. So we are working with Newman Regional Health and Public Health to ensure that we reach as many people as we can with the vaccine. So there will be pop-up clinics, and there will be this really cool incentive program where we have weekly drawings. Local businesses will be donating prizes and gift certificates, and then we will have a clear through September 10th when we have our grand prize drawing. Stay tuned to hear more about that, but in the meantime, every week people will be able to enter to win great prizes if they are vaccinated.
All right, and Mackenzie, let's bring in Newman Regional Health. What role are you and Newman Regional Health going to be playing?
We are a participating entity in this program, and I mean, really, we're just thankful that so many different community entities have come together to understand the importance of increasing vaccination in our community. And so, on behalf of Newman Regional Health, we are happy to do whatever we can to help with this initiative. And it's been exciting to see how our community has once again come together for a community initiative like this to get our community members just bring awareness to the vaccine, and just as the hashtag says it, get us back to normal.
Casey, from your perspective, the Disaster Relief Fund has been extremely active over the last 14 to 15 months now, and really this is the latest community-wide venture towards some sort of COVID-19 response. So what are your thoughts here on how the past different ventures have gone leading up here to VaxToNormal, and really the timing of VaxToNormal here to possibly close out the COVID-19 epidemic and the pandemic here?
Well, I think it's a little different. When we first started with the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund and all the partners, it was providing assistance for businesses and nonprofits that were in dire straits dealing with the pandemic. I think this is a little bit different in that we're trying to get ahead of a next wave, trying to make sure that our vaccination rates are high enough in the community that we can get some more collective immunity and not suffer the consequences that businesses, nonprofits, and obviously the loss of local citizens, all those different negative impacts that we went through. So instead of playing defense like we've been playing over the past several months, this is more let's play offense and let's get out there and make sure that we have the vaccines in people's arms and can get the community in a safer position.
Well, I know as of last Friday, those eligible in Lyon County that have received vaccinations sat at 44%, and we've been right around that number for about a month. We've been making a little progress week by week, but things have certainly leveled off as far as vaccinations go. So it is good to be able to put this out here and put little carrots, I guess, at the end of the stick. Casey, let's talk about the prizes. Mickey mentioned this. How will this work as far as being eligible to receive the prizes? How do you have that formula out there?
Well, there is an online registration form that you can fill out, and Mickey and her staff are fantastic in putting that together. And the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund has a website that's set up. But unlike some of the vaccination sort of incentive programs that we've seen, you can be eligible for this sort of vaccine prize initiative if you have been vaccinated or if you're getting vaccinated. All we need is proof of your vaccination if we draw your name to receive your prize. So we want people to go out there and get vaccinated. We want to celebrate those people that have taken the initiative to get vaccinated. And frankly, 44% isn't high enough. We need to have a much higher vaccination rate within this area to keep our population safe. So local businesses, and I know the Greater Emporia Disaster Relief Fund, we're collecting prizes and different incentives, and we're going to get those in front of people to hopefully get that next push to get more people vaccinated.
So this is for both new vaccinations and also folks who may have been vaccinated as early as the start of things back in January.
Correct. We want to celebrate everybody that has already taken the initiative to keep their fellow citizens safe by getting vaccinated, and we want to encourage more people to go out and get the vaccines themselves.
Mickey, you mentioned here about the initial process here, specifically when it came to the incentive side of things. As far as the schedule goes here for pop-up clinics and things like that, is that side of things still under development, or do we have at least a couple of vaccination clinics or events that are on the schedule that we can announce today?
We don't have any dates yet. We are in the process of getting those nailed down right now. But I will say, vaccine is available today to everybody. I know Newman Regional has vaccine available. I know Flint Hills Community Health Center has vaccine available, and, some of the local pharmacies. So, if you are ready for a vaccine today and that's the decision you've made, then that's exactly like Casey said, we want to celebrate that. So go get your vaccine and then get registered at geadisasterrelieffund.org.
So, Mackenzie, Newman Regional, you have vaccines available?
We have vaccines available, yes. We are currently vaccinating on Mondays and Fridays throughout the week. I will say that I think that there's some plans on the horizon to get the vaccines into some of our outpatient clinics so that if folks were to come in and see their doctor on any day of the week, they would go ahead and have the opportunity and availability to get their vaccine right then and there. So I do know that vaccine is widely available in our community, and there's absolutely, no roadblocks or obstacles in the way when that comes into play.
That was going to be my next question, so the ready availability. Mackenzie, from your perspective, I guess this effort obviously is taking place now as we get near the potential end of the COVID-19 vaccination process. And the way it sounds also is that this is well-timed here to maybe close things out. Is that your perspective?
You say close things out, and then I hear that percentage of us being at about 44%, and I feel like we're so far from that, just knowing that vaccination rate. And so this initiative, I think, is just something else in our tool belt as we continue to work through this pandemic. We are not at the end of this. I think we're nearing that, but we need our community's help in that. And this is just one way that our community members can play a part, not only for themselves, but for their family, friends, and their loved ones. I think this is one way that our community is going to be able to get back to some of those things that we love to do. And we saw one example of that this weekend. And I'll have to tell you, just seeing the faces of people at the Unbound Gravel event was uplifting and it was exciting. And I think as our vaccination rates increase, we can see more of that. And I think we all deserve that.
All right, the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund. And we invite you to log on to GEADisasterrelieffund.org. All the information is there. We have a big link on our website, KVOE.com, with all of the information. So if you're vaccinated, you can get yourself registered for great prizes that will be given away. Now, Mickey, we've got prizes that will be given away, sounds like, weekly. Are you working on a big grand prize?
We are. We have not nailed down the details of that either. We do plan for it to be fabulous and large, and we will announce those prizes as soon as we know what they are.
Sounds good. Well, again, go to GEADisasterrelieffund.org for more information with the process officially starting here on June 10th on Thursday. Mickey, Mackenzie, Casey, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck here with the Vax to Normal effort here as it rolls here this week. Thanks again for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great week. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Casey. Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street, Mackenzie Sinelli, Newman Regional Health, and Mickey Edwards with the United Way of the Flint Hills. You know, the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund has been in play for over a year, and it's, you know, Emporia Main Street, United Way, the Emporia Community Foundation, and KVOE. You know, last year at this time, we were raising funds to, you know, delve out to local businesses that were in need. And now it's to continue to, you know, try to punch this pandemic in the face even more by making vaccinations available, more available than they already are, and maybe incentivize, you know, to get people out there to get it done.
Indeed. Again, so go to GEADisasterrelieffund.org, not only for more information about the process, but also to register for the incentives that will be coming up here shortly. Want to let you know that as we look at the KVOE.com live and local calendar, this week's Newsmaker segments are full, and next week's Newsmaker segments are almost full. The first available date that we have is a week from Friday the 18th. So if you want one of those dates, or perhaps maybe later on in the month, be sure to give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Tomorrow we'll be chatting with USD 253 Community Relations Director Lindell Landgren as we discuss pre-registration procedures for kindergarten and preschool students.
There we go. School's out. Now it's time to get registered for next year, right?
School's out. Get ready for school in.
There it is. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local 731, 66 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Take care of your fabrics. Turn to Spick and Span Dry Cleaners for your suit care, shirt laundry, military uniform care, special occasion.